This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Meet my little friend Jimmy. This is my son and daughter's axolotl. He's swimming around. He's an amphibian. He's kind of like a fish, but not. Very interesting little animal, reptile or something. And he's our new pet. Anyway, welcome back. You're listening to This with Krish, the show where I like to talk about faith, family, freedom. He's just swimming around. Culture and freedom, and that beautiful chaos in between. Parenting, like trying to raise decent human beings while learning that apparently yeet is now a verb or a noun and possibly a spiritual state of being. Now, if you're like me and you have kids somewhere between toddler and teen, you've probably realized that we, my friends, no longer speak the same language. Definitely don't speak the same language. Like an axolotl. Like, I had no idea what an axolotl is. That's not a slang word, but it's a real thing, you guys. I don't know if you see him moving around. Look, today I'm giving you guys some background and diving into the slang of Generation Z and Generation Alpha even. I'm decoding the Riz, the Delulu, the Sigma, and even the 6-7 trend. And we're going to laugh about it, all right? We're going to learn from it. And maybe, just maybe, we'll all leave this episode feeling a little cooler than we actually are, right? Let's talk about slang through the ages, all right? Before we get into the now, we've got to go to the, let's go back to the future or just back. Let's travel through time, okay? Because every generation had its own thing, right? I remember tripping up my parents with some random lingo. And I'm sure they all had theirs in the 60s, 70s, and 80s as well. Look, in the 80s, if you're a product of the 80s, you might have said something with, like, gag me with a spoon. Senator Kennedy just recently used it on the Hill, and I didn't even know what it meant, or take a chill pill. I've definitely used chill pill, take a chill pill, or that's totally tubular, dude. And I think that may have come from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But, back in the 80s, man, everyone had tall hair, everyone wore neon. It was a different time. Then we move into the 1990s. That's my era, right? The era of baggy jeans, JNCOs, if you remember those, AOL chat rooms, and quite literally every boy band sharing the same haircuts, maybe. We said things like, talk to the hand, because the hand don't talk, or as if, right? That was in the movie Legally Blonde, a lot of that, as if. And booyah, right? Which to this day, nobody has said in a serious conversation, but maybe they have. Maybe salespeople use it, I don't know. And then came the 2000s, right? The MySpace years. We had That's Hot, right? Thank you, Paris Hilton, for that. Bling Bling, that was juvenile. Or you say Blang Blang, right? Or whatever. My personal favorite was Faux Shizzle, right? Half of us didn't even know what it meant, but it kind of felt right to say it, okay? And then the 2010s hit, and I'm still, aging myself here, but, like, I tried to still say some of these things and feel cool, and you hear a lot of people, even way older than me, say these things. But YOLO, if you remember that, right? You only live once. And, man, that's on fleek, and I think that was a viral video of this girl doing her eyebrows or something. Then there was a solid two-year period when, on Instagram, every caption was hashtag blessed. We didn't even know if it meant grateful or just that, your brunch picture of your food, eggs at breakfast looked good. And now, 2020s, you guys, okay? It's the era of Riz to Lulu. It's giving. And apparently the 6-7 trend. Let's see how many times I can say that in this episode. But it's not even English anymore, right? It's like emoji Morse code. And I have to wonder to myself, right? Like, when did English become optional? And it's funny because I give my son a word of the day, and today's word of the day was eloquent, and he has to use it as many times as he can in conversation. And but anyway, look, I'm not old. I'm seasoned, right? I'm like the good kind of old, the kind where, like, I can still say the word fire, but I also have a Costco membership, okay? But I got to tell you, right, the other day, my 7-year-old, Liam is his name, said something was mid. And I said, mid what? Like midlife? Because that's where I'm at, buddy. And he looked at me dead in the eyes and goes, no, daddy, mid, like, it's okay. Not bad, not good. So I said, oh, so like my golf game? And he said, yeah, exactly. And that's when I knew I raised a comedian that I'll never be. Let's decode the language of this chaos, okay? Let's do it together, because I think it'll be helpful for all of us, even this guy. I think his name is Jimmy, by the way. I don't know. If you guys were listening, you're missing out. Definitely watch a couple of episodes, especially this one, because I got a little axolotl on the desk. All right. Let's decode the top slang words parents need to know. And more importantly, how to survive hearing them in public without absolutely losing your mind, okay? So word number one is Riz, spelled R-I-Z-Z. And it's short for charisma, okay? It means you've got charm. You can talk smooth, like a smooth operator. Okay, maybe that's the 80s and 90s reference or whatever, but it means you can talk smooth. Now, if your kids say he's got Riz, that means he's confident, right? If they say unspoken Riz, that means they don't even have to try. Like, they've got the Riz, right? Unspoken Riz. Now, I've been married long enough to know that my unspoken Riz has expired years ago. My wife can tell you that when I'm trying to be smooth and she's like, you're doing that thing again where you think you're charming, but you're actually, all you're actually asking for is another hot cup of coffee or maybe a Johnny Pop out of the freezer. She's, you know, our generation knows when you're trying to be slick here, right? But word number two, no cap. And I can't even say that with a, you know, with a straight face, no cap. And that means no lie, right? Back in our day, right? Many of you that are listening probably remember, we're like, for real, right? Same thing. So if your kid says, that food was fire, no cap, they're not talking about the grill, right? They're saying it was actually good. Mom, that mac and cheese was fire, no cap. Now, my kids aren't there yet. They're not saying that, thankfully, but this is word number three. My son has said this one. And my wife has said this, maybe because she teaches third grade. I don't know. Which is bet. Bet. B-E-T. Okay, this one's dangerous because it means okay, right? But it also has kind of like a sarcastic connotation to it. Example. Hey, kid, go clean your room. Bet. Translation means I heard you, but I'm not doing it. I don't know. Word number four, sus, S-U-S. Now this one's easy, right? It's short for suspicious. It means something is shady, right? If something is shady, it's sus. If dinner smells funny, it's sus. If your kid suddenly is volunteering to help around the house, major sus. Okay. All right. Going to, not these aren't just words, but kind of like it's phrases even. One I've heard a lot of is it's giving main character energy. I've heard it on TikTok. I've heard it on TV and TV, whatever, right? Like all over the place. It's kind of newer. It's a newer one, meaning in the last maybe 2 years, a year or two, right? It's giving, right? It means it reminds me of, or it's kind of serving up this vibe. So if your kid says, "Dad, your shirt is giving off, I don't know, dork energy," we would never say that. Just accept it. They're not wrong. But also, that's what that means, right? It's reminding of him of a dork. Maybe, I don't know. That's a poor example. And then there's main character energy, right? This means you're the star of your own story. You're confident. You're glowing. You've got purpose. Honestly, I like this one, right? Because if you think about it, sort of biblical. We are the main character in the story. In the story God's been writing in our lives, right? So I'm, you know, maybe we're giving main character energy. We just forget sometimes that, you know, God is the author. So you can't take all the credit. I just have a way of weaving these things in. All right. Let's talk about the internet because, you know, we all live there, right? Or a lot of us do. For those of you that are not on the internet, you're blessed, right? Little sus. Now, we've got to talk about the weird side of slang, okay? This is where things get sort of innovative and creative. The one, I hate saying this word, but it's out there. It's called, it is skibidi. S-K-I-B-I-D-I, skibidi. Don't ask. It's an internet meme about toilets with human heads. And I promise you, it's not demonic. It's just super, super dumb. Okay. That's all I got. Skibidi. Okay. Ohio. When they say something so Ohio, it means it's weird or cursed. It's basically the new Twilight Zone. If your kid says, "Dad, that's some Ohio behavior," don't take it personally. You're not the problem. Geography is. Okay. Another one, Slay Queen, Delulu, and fan behavior. Like, let's talk about all of those. We're moving into kind of like the confidence and comedy zone of Gen Alpha. Slay. Okay, what do you think that means? Well, and I've used this. You know, again, my wife uses a lot of these because she's got third graders, so she kind of needs to know this stuff. But a lot of you listening may not have heard of them or are getting ready for a rude awakening as your kids come back from school with these words, maybe, right? Slay means you did great. Your daughter's nailed her science project. She slayed, right? Oh, you finally fixed a garbage disposal, Dad? Dad slayed, right? I didn't fix it. Actually, my father-in-law fixed it a couple months ago, so thank you. Queen or king? These are used to hype someone up, I guess, right? But remember, we already have a king, right? Capital K. Then there's Delulu, and my wife has definitely used this one. It's funny. It's like, you should be talking about your kids in Gen Alpha, and here's my wife using these words, but Delulu. Actually, my son's used it as well. This one is short for delusional. It's like saying, I know this probably isn't true, but I'm going to believe it anyway. Like, I'm Delulu thinking I'll fit into my jeans from 2016. Actually, I can, because I lost some weight. Anyway, fan behavior. Fan behavior. This one's interesting, right? It means being too obsessed. So Chris and the Georgia Bulldogs, he has major fan behavior.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Maybe that's the right context. Like, but when your kid says, "Mom, stop commenting, on my TikToks," that's fan behavior. Luckily, none of my kids are on TikTok, by the way. Just an example. But honestly, right, we are the biggest fans, and that's kind of our job of our kids. My mother-in-law, father-in-law comment on all of our stuff, so that's fan behavior, right? In a good way. Anyway. Here's another couple of other words, Sigma, NPCs, and the robots among us. Not, it should be amongst us, but among us. All right. This is where it's like philosophy meets Gen Alpha. Okay. Sigma, it's kind of deep and I kind of like these anyway. But Sigma means the lone wolf. somebody who doesn't follow the crowd. But here's the twist. In internet culture, being Sigma sometimes means I don't need anyone, right? Maybe you're just like, you know, super confident and whatever, right? I tell my kids that's not strength. That's isolation. Even Jesus had 12 disciples, right? Nobody's meant to do life solo. So Sigma isn't necessarily the cool thing. NPC. This is like Twitch and Switch or whatever it's called. Gaming world come to life kind of thing. NPC stands for non-playable character, right? So in video games, NPCs are background characters that kind of repeat the same thing. You've seen like, I never played video games, so I don't know, like the people that just kind of do this stuff. So when your kid says he's such an NPC, that means he's not thinking for himself, right? Like he's like a puppet. My son's never said that. But, you know, in Romans 12:12, right, do not conform to the patterns of this world. That's kind of like where I see that fitting in. So these are kind of negative, I guess. If only, these kids would remember that, you know, those types of verses instead of, like, memorizing TikTok dances, that would be pretty cool. All right. Six, seven. Let's talk about this trend, right? Because my three-year-old loves saying it. She obviously doesn't know what it means, but she heard her brother do it. And my son heard it from school, and school kids heard it from someone. It's a viral debate online, right, where people argue, is 6 plus 7 equal to 12 or 67? I don't even get it. Obviously, it's a joke. It's poking fun at people who say dumb things with too much confidence. But it's a metaphor. It's such a metaphor for our world right now, right? You knew I was going to take it there, okay? Because everywhere you look, everywhere, someone's passionately wrong about something. Even me, right? I've got haters on TikToks and some of my YouTube videos and on these episodes or whatever. But not everyone can be right, right? And I'm like, wait. You know, this is math, there's a right answer for 6-7. It's actually a great teachable moment for our kids, okay? Truth is not up for debate. God's truth doesn't bend with opinion. You can't trend your way into righteousness. This is not possible, no matter what technology you are using, okay? So, laugh at that 6-7 trend, but use it to say, I don't know, see, that's why we need discernment. And I'm not saying, like, you know, shut down your kids' fun, but maybe double check their math homework instead of, talking about 6-7 all the time. I don't know. We have to find that middle ground with all this stuff. Okay, let's cover a couple of other ones that are out there. So I brought this one up earlier. Two of the three, mid, fire, and drip. So let's go through all of them, right? Mid means average, fire means, I guess, excellent, and drip means style. So I'm always working on a hat drip for you guys on this show. But, you know, if your kid comes up to you and says, mommy's fit is fire, you can't even say that, right? Mom's fit is fire. It's not an insult. It means that mommy looks sharp, right? If your kid walks in with you hand in hand to church one day and he goes, and it hasn't happened, but maybe your kid goes, daddy, or they're sorry, they'll say, dad, not gonna lie, your fit's kind of drippy. And I guess the only response would be, thanks, bud. That's Ephesians 6 trip, hold armor of God. And watch a kid roll their eyes. Just gotta now look for the opportunity to use that, right? There's a lot of faith in the age of slang, okay? We can laugh literally all day at the stuff, and we should. We were at a dinner party, actually a birthday party, 2 weeks ago, or I think it was 2 weeks ago. And we were starting to talk about 6-7 and things, and it's a real topic. Right, kids are truly finding creative ways to express themselves. Right, they're building, I guess, a community through language, which we all did, right, in the 80s and 90s and 2000s and whatever, right? It's weird, but it's also sort of a connection, right? And now we're the parents, right? And as parents, if we stay curious instead of critical, I guess we get to stay close to our kids. So I'm going to be that dorky dad that tries to use some of these words with, you know, when their friends are over, and they'll all go back up into their room and, you know, play room, whatever, and laugh at Leave, your dad's a dork. He's using, whatever. Anyway, we don't have to use the slang, but, you know, please don't try rizzing up, you know, your spouse at dinner, because we can understand it. We can ask what it means, right? We laugh with them and remind them that words matter. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are the power of the tongue, right? Whether it's lit, fire slate, or just amen, our words have a lot of weight. Let's teach them to break their words to build, not to break, right? There's a lot of negative words. You see, I didn't cover the negative ones, some of the negative ones, but like super like mean and just like bullying type of words, I didn't show those, right? So, I want my kids to speak the truth, to be kind, to have fun, but to know the foundation under it all is love and truth, right? Let's do a recap for all of you parents out there. I'm going to give you a crash course before we kind of wrap up the episode today. There's so many words. Okay, let's see if I can do this. And then I'm probably going to do a whole sentence or a paragraph trying to use all those words. Okay, and I've got them up on my other screen here. All right, riz means charm. No cap means truth. Bet means okay, but maybe not really okay, with a little sarcasm. Sus means suspicious. It's giving means feels like or reminds me of. Delulu means playfully delusional. Sigma, lone wolf, a loner, I guess. NPC is like a follower without thought, right, like dummy. Mid means just average, right? Fire means excellent. Drip means good outfit. 6-7, it's kind of math, but make it more moral philosophy. I don't know. At the end of the day, right, slang comes and goes, but what stays is the tone we set in our homes. God, I just have to get out of being so deep on these episodes, but you gotta be, right? If our kids see us speaking kindness, laughing often, grounding everything in gratitude, that then really becomes their language, right? Their real language. All this other, like, slang that they might speak, they'll grow out of it. Just like, in the 80s and 90s with all the earrings. I had a bunch of earrings when I was a kid, actually all the way to college, and grow out of that stuff. They might be saying Delulu, but they're also, you know, they'll also remember the way you spoke life into them, the way you prayed with them, the way you laughed with them, not at them, okay? So I saved the best for last, like I said. Let me give you a quick Gen Alpha update on the state of our country using some slang words. Are you ready for this? Okay. Let me take a sip. Okay. You ready for it, buddy? All right. So, again, I'm going to do kind of like a monologue using some slang words talking about country. All right. Let's be honest. Politics right now, it's giving major delusion. Every side thinks they've got that unspoken riz, like, trust me, I can fix the economy in 24 hours, no cap, because that's mid. They walk up to the podium in their best drip, red ties and blue suits, thinking they're serving main character energy, when really half the country's watching like, bro, that speech was kind of sus. Then they argue about math on TV like it's the 6-7 trend. One says it equals 12. The other says, no, it equals 67. Meanwhile, the rest of us are at home praying. Lord, please send a calculator and a clue. You've got the Sigma politicians who won't talk to anyone. Too cool, too independent. And the NPC... Sorry. And the NPC ones who just repeat the same three lines no matter what question you ask. Gas prices, our democracy, border policy, our democracy. It's giving loop mode. And don't get me started on early voting that started last week for the midterms. The fan behavior is real. People wearing hats, waving flags, yelling, Slay King. See what I did there? You think it was Taylor Swift's tour, not a town hall, and at the end of the day, the whole thing's fire for comedy, but mid for unity. So let's all take a breath, love our neighbors, right? Vote with wisdom, and remember the only campaign promise that's never broken is Romans 8:28. God works all things together for good. Bet. Bet with a question mark, maybe. I don't know, bet. I did my best. I think that was pretty good or lame. You read the comments. And that, my friends, is how to use all the words in a sentence. And I'm sure I could have probably done something funnier and not talk about politics, but hey, that's what I did. Anyway, thanks for listening to This with Krish. Now, if you laughed, if you learned, or finally figured out what Riz means, let me know. No, I'm just kidding. Make sure to subscribe, share, and drop a comment with your favorite slang from back in the day, right? Because I didn't cover them all. There's some really good ones, like cowabunga. I don't know if you use that. I used to use it all the time. Gnarly dude. Or dude. Hey, dude. That was us. That was the 80s and 90s that really brought that out. And these kids are still using that, so we did something right. Anyway, remember, the best kind of main character energy is walking confidently in the story God's already writing for you. All right, this has been another episode. I'll see you next time. Stay faithful, stay funny, and stay fluent on the slang in love, not slang, actually. And stay fluent in love, not slang. Anyway, love you guys. See you guys next time.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.